This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. You dial set correctly to USAprepares.com. We're delighted you're here. And we broadcast 2 hours, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. through 11 a.m. Central Time. Nathan is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. If you'd like to call us, 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. Captain John Reagan's with us. Welcome, Captain John Reagan. Yeah? So it's just me? So where's Captain John Reagan? Well, let me just do a quick check here. I'm 243 milliseconds delayed, so that looks good. Audio metering looks good. Connection looks good. So where's Captain John Reagan? Well, while we're looking for Captain John Reagan, let me share with you an interesting story. So this is from thenextweb.com, thenextweb.com. BMW remotely locked a vehicle to trap a thief inside the car he allegedly stole. So, here's what the article says. Auto thieves ought to think twice before jacking a brand new BMW vehicle unless they're willing to risk getting trapped inside the stolen car. So, can you imagine that? So, Seattle police reportedly received assistance from car maker BMW to apprehend the criminal remotely by remotely tracking and locking him inside the very same vehicle he stole. And this is from CNET, CNET. So, John, are you there?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can. I can hear you. I'm just telling the story about how this guy allegedly stole a BMW, a new BMW, and the Seattle Police Department contacted BMW and let them know about this vehicle being stolen. And so BMW locks this guy inside the vehicle. And, of course, they apprehended the alleged thief. Interesting. So my question, you know, some people would say, boy, that's great. Well, my question is, what happens if the police department says, Vin Fennelli's vehicle has been stolen, and we want you to lock him inside, or lock whoever's behind the wheel inside that vehicle while we get our snipers in position. And it happens to be Vin Fennelli in the vehicle, in his own vehicle. How about that? So I don't want a vehicle where they can do this. So just a thought. So my power locks, well, if I don't reach over and slide that lever on the door, there's no power because they're manual locks, manual windows, manual locks. So as far as me being in my truck, they can't lock me in my truck because it's got manual locks. There's no assistance that they can render to lock me in my vehicle, nor keep me from putting the windows down. So imagine that. Imagine, John, are you concerned about that kind of technology? Because I really am.
In so many ways. And I guess it was a couple of years ago we talked about, it was an elderly man in Orange, Texas, got in this car and everything locked, windows rolled up, and his battery gave out. And he ended up dying from the heat because he couldn't get out of his car.
Yeah, and there was a guy in Virginia where we used to live who bought a brand new vehicle, and it stalled. It stalled as he was crossing a railroad track. So he couldn't get it started because he didn't know that this vehicle, you had to step on the brake before you put the vehicle from park into drive. And so while he was trying to figure out how to start this new vehicle, the train was coming and ran into him. So sometimes technology is a bad thing. It really is. So, John, I've got thefinancialstateoftheunion.com on my screen in front of me. That's your website. And why don't you share with us your current thoughts and get into today's class?
Well, I'm going to make a forecast that we're going to run out of time today. I know that's shocking. Oh, there's just so much going on. And I've got a couple of links at the top of my post today. One is for the Hear the Watchman conference, which I'll be speaking at. That's going to be in Dallas, March 31st through April 2nd. I would recommend you get the tickets now, $99, and just a bunch of outstanding speakers there. There's a like four people from the Skywatch TV group, great people like L.A. Marzulli, John B. Wells, Pastor Billy Crone, Coach Dave Dobemeyer, Josh Tully. I mean, it's just to get a three-day conference with this number and quality of speakers at that price, it's unheard of. So highly recommend, and even more important is that you be there because, as great as the speakers are, for what it's going to take to either fix and or prepare for the future of our country, you need to be with a group of people like this for you to have any hope. And the second link there, watch movies online without the filth. And I came across this. The site's called VidAngel. And what they do is, there's a lot of movies out there that you think, I kind of like to see that. But and then you can build your list, see because of the violence, because of the language, because of the sex they had to throw into it. And, it's true that, the writers and directors and producers have the right to do that. And fortunately, we still have the right to not have to watch that. And what VidAngel has done is come up with a way for you to watch movies, and you get to select what you don't want to see or hear. And you can even break it down into the actual words that you don't want to hear. So if you think some words, that's kind of okay, or you're going to be watching with a more mature group, you can make those types of selections. And then what plays on your TV is shown with your preferences. And just to explain it briefly, because these are the hoops we have to jump through because of the way Congress and the entertainment companies have structured things. In essence, what you're doing is you buy the movie. You don't have to wait for it to arrive or anything. You buy it. You make yourself. Actually, you've got your defaults for your selections, and that's what you want. You don't have to worry about it again. You watch the movie, and if you sell it back to them within 24 hours, it costs you $1 for standard definition. So, you don't have to go out to a box and rent something, watch it with every bit of filth involved, and then take it back. You get to watch it in the comfort of your own home. You just do another click to sell it back when you're done, and you know, you go to the next one. So I'm really excited about this. And if you click on that link, and you have an opportunity for this too, if you can get five other people to use your code and they watch a movie before the 23rd of December, then you basically get free movies for a year. And, you know, it's not exactly payment, but it is sort of compensation, so I just want to make that disclosure on it. Vincent?
Well, do you have a code, John, that you want to share? Have you done this yet?
Well, it's in that link. So if you click that link, watch movies online without the filth, that automatically tells VidAngel that it's me that referred you.
Okay, and then I've done that, and it says movie for one bleeping, and that's the word they use, B-L-E-E-P-I-N-G, dollar, and it says sign up with, but it doesn't say John Reagan.
It doesn't tell you that. It's just there, but the code is in there so that they would credit me with the referral.
Okay, great. So that sounds interesting, because I can tell you that Mrs. Finelli and I will sometimes watch the blue screen, and we typically watch historical videos or science videos or something with educational content. But there's so much trash. You can have 100 channels of 99% trash. It's unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. So we have to look far and wide to find something that we think is acceptable for our family to watch. And because of the things that you said, the profanity, it's the absolute needless profanity. How did Little House on the Prairie succeed without profanity? I did a great job for years. How did Andy Griffith succeed? How did Superman succeed? How did Columbo succeed without profanity? It's not necessary. It really isn't necessary. And that's just the tip of the iceberg, right?
Yeah, like I say, you can take the profanity out. You can take that gratuitous sex scene out, and just enjoy the rest of the movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And by the way, have you noticed that the police, whenever they engage in telling someone what to do, it's a profanity-laced tirade? Wow. So these are the people that we're supposed to respect. Hard for me to respect them. When we come back, I'm going to tell you a very quick, short story about something that happened to me with a young man at a store, a farm store. Short story. And I'll just show you how far off track we've gotten. We'll be right back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. Fortressclothing.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So I was at a farm supply company over the weekend with our son. And over the weekend I was at a farm supply company with our son. We had our trailer in tow behind the diesel truck. And the idea was we were going to buy some protein supplements for the cows. And they come in these 200-pound tubs. So they're pretty heavy. And I decided to buy 2,400 pounds worth of these to get the cows through the winter, because feeding hay doesn't give them all the nutrition that they need. So there were a couple guys from the farm supply, young guys, big guys, strong guys, helping us load this 2,000 plus pounds of 200-pound tubs on the trailer. And so there was a kind of a little break there, and I said, so are you in school, to one of the guys? And he said, no, I'm taking the semester off. I said, okay. So what are you studying? And he said he wanted to be a cop. And my heart sunk. I thought, gosh, why do you want to do that? And so I said to him, oh, no, you don't have to do that. You can get an honest job. You don't have to be a cop. And he kind of looked at me like he'd never heard anybody say that before. And a few minutes later, I said, so why do you want to be a cop? And he said, well, I like guns. And I didn't say much. I thought, well, you know, a lot of people like guns. And I said, okay. He said, I want to be a sniper. And I said, to kill people? And he had this big grin on his face, like he was smiling, like, yeah, yeah. So here you have a young guy, college-age guy, strong guy, good-looking guy, and he wants to be a sniper and kill people. He likes guns. How horrible is that? How horrible is it to be a paid mercenary to kill people? This guy wants to go right into the police force, the law enforcement force, and looks forward to the day that he can just put that guy in his scope, put the crosshairs on him, and squeeze the trigger. That's what this guy wants to do. He's looking forward to it, John. This is crazy.
Did you happen to ask him about his video game habits?
No, I was so disgusted. I was so disgusted, I just wanted to leave. I couldn't believe it. My son was with me, and he's just looking at me like, oh, man, this is going to be a long discussion. So I just cut it short. I mean, what can you say to someone like that? What can you say to someone who says, I want to be a killer? I mean, isn't that what I said? That's what snipers do. They kill people. That's what they do. He wants to be a SWAT sniper. Man. You know, if he is an indication of the young people entering what they call law enforcement, we are toast. Because they have a license to put a bead or crosshairs. They've got a license to do this. Put those crosshairs on us. And, you know, there's another story that I read about these two police cars that crashed into each other. Someone was trying to evade the police, and there were some shots fired. The police rammed them. Since when do police cars ram a suspect? Well, since when do they do that? Putting the rest of us in harm's way. Isn't it safer for we, the villagers, to just let the guy go, even if he is a suspected criminal? Isn't it safer for the rest of us, rather than have a shootout on Main Street, or a shootout on the highway, or ramming vehicles? I mean, this is, we have given these guys way too much latitude. I'm talking about the Blue Plague. Way too much latitude. This stuff has got to stop. Okay, I'm done with my my soapbox.
Well, if it'll make you feel any better, I have an article on how to entertain a bunch of chicks.
Yeah, okay, that sounds good.
And so this farmer had some poor chickens. So what he did is he put a little kid's xylophone up on the side of the coop, and guess what? The chickens are entertaining themselves.
So he just nailed this on the side of the coop, and there's a red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, violet, colored xylophone keys, and the chicks are just pecking at it. You know, if I see one of those at a flea market or something, if I ever get a chance to go to one, I'm going to buy one and hang it in our chicken pen, see what they think of it. We'll be right back.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross. And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
It's gonna be sliding.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Captain John Reagan's with us, U.S. Air Force Reserves retired. The website, thefinancialstateoftheunion.com. Captain John Reagan, back to you.
Well, you know, we've talked about things like fluoride and aspartame before, and Dr. Sheely's gone in depth about it. And there's a couple of new articles on these. Fluoride, officially a neurotoxin. And this comes from a paper published in the Lancet, which is a well-known, highly respected Medical Journal. So fluoride is now officially classified as a neurotoxin. And if you want to try and convince your bureau rats that neurotoxin really shouldn't be in the water supply, there's new research to help out in that. And then, oh boy, you think it can't get worse with aspartame? The new study that has over 2 million person years of data has correlated some different problems, and some of it depends on what your natural gender is. 42% higher leukemia risk in men and women, 102%, so double multiple myeloma risk in men, and a 31% higher non-Hodgkin lymphoma risk in men. So those diet drinks can cost you in a number of ways, and this is just the latest. Vincent?
You know, John, we've been talking about that for years, that diet drinks are dangerous. We've even talked about airplane crashes that have been traced to aspartame, the sugar substitute. But going back to fluoride, I wanted to read this. Now, this is from this report, this post that you've mentioned, which is called, I don't even know how to pronounce it, Koala Peel's blog. And it's on your website. It says that now a report from the world's oldest and most prestigious medical journal, The Lancet, has officially classified fluoride as a neurotoxin in the same category as arsenic, lead, and mercury. I just want to make sure that was absolutely clear, that arsenic is classified in this as a neurotoxin in the same categories, arsenic, lead, and mercury. So, class, it's really simple. If you want to brush your teeth, and I suggest you consider doing that, why don't you consider using baking soda? That's what I do. That's what Mrs. Finelli does. And actually, she even brushes her teeth with coconut oil. John, have you tried that?
I've not tried the coconut oil, but I do a combination of practically half baking soda, half xylitol, with a little bit of salt thrown into it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and every once in a while, I will not. It's more than once in a while. I'll add salt as well, but salt's pretty abrasive, so keep that in mind. So it works great. Really works great, and your teeth will feel like you've just gone to the dentist for cleaning when you try it. I think you'll be pleased with the results, and it's very inexpensive. A box of baking sodas, I think, is about 50 cents. So it's not like this is a recommendation that's going to cost very much money. I'm glad you brought this up, John. Thank you.
And you're talking about the list of neurotoxins there. If you think about vaccines, there's still a number of vaccines that have mercury, and there's actually some vaccines that have aspartame in it for some reason. You don't know why does a vaccine need to be sweet when they're injecting it into you. So getting that directly into your bloodstream, bypassing what protection your digestive tract offers.
Yeah. And we've been doing some reports about vaccines, and we've had Tracy Caesar on, Lauren from Ohio. We've been talking about this, and I'll tell you what, I'm not interested in vaccinations. And I've told the story a couple times about my good friend Paul. He's about 80 years old, and he had cancer, and he was going to go to the doctors the next day. And I said, Paul, whatever you do, they're going to want you to take a flu shot. Please don't do it. Please, please, please. And he said, okay. I said, no, promise me. He said, okay, I promise. And I came back. I talked to him right after his doctor's appointment. And he told me that I was going to be mad at him. And And he said, doctor told him that he needed that flu shot. So he took the flu shot. He was dead in 30 days. So, and he was sick. I mean, as soon as he was getting around, yes, he had cancer, but he was able to walk around with a walker or a cane. And he got that flu shot. He was bedridden and he died in bed. Didn't recover from it. It's absolutely horrible. Needless. Senseless. And I guess that's how we take care of our senior citizens. We help them die quickly. Painfully. Horrifically. What's next, John?
Well, I have this listed as Coming to America. It's a report out of Venezuela. You know, they've been suffering some really bad hyperinflation there, and it's probably only going to get worse. Mm-hmm. And there's if you scroll down a little bit, there's a blue box that has a number of quotes, and like I said, keep in mind it's a very fluid situation, so some of them might not totally line up on amounts, because you know, just a day or two difference you can get different answers. But they're talking about Venezuelans wait in six ATM lines for enough to get enough cash out to buy rice. And one quote, I had to go to six different ATMs just to get 6,000 bolivars. A package of rice would cost $3,500, which would be more than half the daily withdrawal limit. Another quote, 6,000 bolivars was worth just $1.30. And another quote, it would take almost 6 minutes for it to spit out the ATM, 3,500 bolivars at a shot. And it's a 3-inch stack worth $5.32. I think you can see that here. I would imagine that they would try to go more the cashless route and force more people into basically using their phones or their plastic to make purchases. So we may not see quite the same thing here, but it's going to be the same effect.
You know, I can just see the villagers clamoring, because one of the quotes in this article says, sometimes I go to five ATMs without getting anything at all because the devices are busted or bare. And I take that to mean the ATMs are broken, not functional, or bare, I believe, means without any currency in them to be dispensed. And I can just see the villagers saying to the government, you got to do something. You got to do something. We're starving. And then the government says, okay, well, we're having trouble rounding up all these pieces of paper with denominations on them. So what we'll do is we'll go to that digital currency, and that way we won't run out, because there's an infinite supply of digits. And I can just see that happening, can't you? I mean.
Yes.
And I don't know if I haven't been able to figure out in my mind if that would be instantly inflationary, you know, switching to a digital currency, if you will, or whether it would take a little bit longer for people to realize that they're just creating more and more and more and more digits, or releasing more and more digits, further devaluing the purchasing power of each of those digits. I don't know if it would go, inflation would happen faster or slower, but it's an absolute certainty that it's inflationary.
It's going to be interesting to watch, because when we look at the Weimar Republic, they set the price of the mark twice a day. Mm-hmm. And people would get paid twice a day, because the value would fall so much during the day. So just imagine today, where we now have these computers where it can be continually changing 24 hours a day. And how are companies going to keep up with paying people? They are basically have a staff just dedicated to their weekly or biweekly payroll.
You know, let's say someone buys something from China today or some other foreign country from America, and there's an agreement that, let's say it's 25% down before the product is manufactured, and then the balance of 75% when the shipment is put on the boat. And let's say the Chinese, you agree on a price, it's in writing, and then the Chinese say, great, we're going to make it. And then just before they put it on the boat, they go, whoa. And we need more. We need more currency from the Americans because the change in the relationship between China and the United States. What are we going to do? What would we do if we were a small company purchasing goods from China that way? What kind of leverage would we have when it costs so much to go to China? We don't speak Chinese, and we really don't know our way around. How do you survive that? That's a huge problem. And that's one that we depend on our governments to keep our currencies stable. Keep that in mind. I can see this as another big problem coming our way. Captain John Reagan's with thefinancialstateoftheunion.com. EZE33.org. We're going into a commercial break. We'll be right back.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Why don't we just look at Venezuela and see what it's going to be like here. Long lines for food. The government outlaws preparing. They say that you can't prepare. Then they put in a fingerprint system that you have to, first you have to register, then you have to have your fingerprints when you purchase whatever your allotment is for food. And then they say, you know what, it's not working. You better grow your own food. That's what governments do. They make mistakes after mistakes after mistakes. And the United States is just one prime example of not getting anything right. John Reagan?
And why don't we take a trip to California? Pension problems continue. A Stanford study shows that California pensions are underfunded by $1 trillion, which translates into almost $93,000 per household, and that was in 2015. And you know, what we've learned is that 70% of the households in America have $1,000 or less in savings. So I'd say that the odds of extracting more money from the people are kind of slim.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, John, what do you think? Do you have a feel for what will happen to some of these underfunded pension plans, because they're all over the country, not just California?
Well, there's only two ways they can handle it. They can either cut the amount of money that the pensions promise to pay, which makes for hardship on the people that are depending on it, or they and for the public pensions, they attempt to raise taxes to cover it. I think the people are so broke right now, they wouldn't have much luck with that. When you start dealing with the private pension side of things, it's, again, you either reduce the amount that's paid out or the plan goes bankrupt. You know, it's not pretty either way.
So a pension is a contract, and it's an agreement between those who have contributed, those employees, and those who benefit from the pensions. Breach of contract, fraud. I can see a lot of legal problems, and actually, I can see. Remember the term short bankers were hung from tall trees? Remember that term? I can see that coming.
I can't. And keep in mind,
I'm not advocating
it. You know, these pension problems are just a few $1 trillion. The Social Security and Medicare problem is over $200 trillion. It's just the pension problem is now staring us in the face.
Yeah, and we're going to talk about politicians later on in this broadcast, aren't we, and how they're exempt, right, from prosecution and from spying.
The UK just recently passed some very draconian spying laws on their citizens. But guess what? The politicians are exempted. So if you want to snoop on a politician, you have to have a warrant approved by the prime minister. So it's, you know, the typical two classes. You know, we make the laws, but we don't have to obey them.
I can see how this might play out. So we in the honest media decide that we want to see what some of these politicians are up to. So we follow them around, and we get our cameras and their video. You know, we video these guys, and we catch them in the act. And then we put it on the Internet, right? And we show it. It's not like we're showing something that we made up. We just get the video and or the audio and put it on the Internet, and we expose these politicians. And I can just see it now that the person who exposes the corruption of the politicians becomes arrested for spying, some kind of espionage within the country, being considered a traitor, right, for exposing corruption. I can just see it happening. John, we hit the top of the hour. We're going to go into a news break, some more commercials to pay the bills, and then we'll be right back. What's coming up next, John?
We'll get some spy tech and a few other little things.
My favorite. The thing I love to hate, spy technology. Captain John Reagan's with us. We'll be right back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.